Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide-open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out, right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Las Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Hello again and welcome to Vegas Never Sleeps. I'm Stephen Maggi, and today marks the first show on the BizTalk Radio Network, allowing us to go coast to coast. And you're really going to enjoy today's program, which features a couple of things that you can really only do in Las Vegas. The first one, if you like pro wrestling and grew up with it as a kid, here's a place to relive that fantasy. Actually get in the ring with some of the famous names that you watched as a kid. It's a wrestling camp here in Las Vegas, and it's the Fantasy Slam Pro Wrestling Camp. We'll head out there. We will also meet Brett Maley, an art expert that is regularly featured on Pawn Stars. He's also part of a great gallery called Art Encounter that you have to add to your next visit to Las Vegas. Finally, your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, discusses the sexual harassment issue regarding Las Vegas. And for those of you that aren't familiar with what Scott does, his site, VitalVegas.com, breaks all the stories that happen down in Las Vegas, which drives newspapers and television stations crazy.
Fly me to the moon. Let me swing up there with those stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Do you remember what it was like being a kid and watching wrestling and you get so excited that you all start wrestling each other? Well, you can do that now with real stars. It's an incredible, one of those only in Las Vegas deals. And with us is Sin Bodhi, famous wrestler, and he is going to tell us all about the Fantasy Slam facilities in Las Vegas. Sin, this is a chance where anybody can actually go and, for at least a few days, live the life of a pro wrestler.
Absolutely. Me and Jake the Snake and D'Lo, we're all joking about it. We had Steamboat, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, come in and do the first fantasy camp this past week, and it was wonderful, and it was really cool to see, you know, grown men turn into children, getting in the ring and taking pictures with and, you know, rolling around with, you know, Steamboat and all this stuff. It was just so cool to watch these grown-ups turn into, you know, just jump back into the 80s. And it was just really a really cool adventure. And we were sort of giggling, like, you know, we had to really explain very carefully that it's the fan that gets in the ring with the pro.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of fans couldn't wrap their brain around that because they were like, is this a show? Is this something we go to watch? Is this a video? Like, no, you, the fan, actually get into the ring with us, the wrestler. And for 3 days, you know, we'll take you through a, you know, very safe, very fun camp where it's not unlike, you know, fantasy baseball or fantasy rock and roll or what have you. You know, even Jake was like, Jake is the master of wrestling psychology, and he was even joking, saying, like, look, this is a brand new thing. We have to really explain to people and let them know, like, this is a safe, fun thing where they are in the ring, and we really have to sort of, I can't emphasize that enough.
Well, I think it's really cool, you know, Pro Wrestling Academy. I mean, Jake the Snake Roberts and you, Sin Bodhi and D'Lo Brown, these are guys we remember, like you say, watching those very entertaining stuff. And what I think is cool is you're going to actually learn not only the stunt part of it and the taking the falls, but you even talk about in-ring psychology and character development. I mean, that's what makes a sport really so great, is this type of thing. So it's really a lot more than just getting thrown around in the ring.
Oh, absolutely. You can be, again, we kind of joke and say 18 to 81. Whatever your physical stature, however, you know, if you're a 46-year-old plumber or a 66-year-old lawyer, you know, whatever you are, we will accommodate you physically. We will keep you safe in the ring. And if that means you can jump off the top ropes, you know, or if it means that all you can do is just kind of grab onto a wrist lock or just shake your fists up and down, you know, whatever your physical limitations are will no longer be a limitation. We will make you look like a star. We will put you in a character of your choosing. You know, we'll find out, do you want to be a vampire, a robot, an astronaut, a stripper, a lawyer, or, you know, what do you want to be? And we will, you know, custom tailor the character to fit you. Then you will get in the ring and, you know, live out your dreams.
I think it is so cool because I have been fascinated by the whole sport of wrestling and the way pro wrestling took it to another level, and it's entertainment, and yet, you know, these are great athletes. You guys are all great athletes and stuff. But some of the things you talk about, you know, again, you learn how it goes in the ring. You talk about refereeing, you know, things like that, how to book tours. I mean, this is really what made this the fascinating sport that it is today.
Now we're getting into the wrestling school portion of the studio. So, again, so people are not confused, at the wrestling camp that we have opened, mm-hmm. you know, it's the Fantasy Slam Studios. Now, within that, there's the Fantasy Slam, which is the Pro Wrestling Fantasy Camp, and that's for anybody that is a wrestling fan and wants to live out their dreams. They can come in, and we will saddle them up, take them for a safe, fun ride for a three-day course. And then at the same time, in the same facilities, we will have the Snake Pit Pro Wrestling School, which will be for aspiring, you know, pro wrestlers that want to actually learn the trade and, you know, take their chance and roll the dice as far as having a wrestling career. So we will accommodate both. Not at the same time, but we will accommodate both.
Well, I think this is, both things are worth talking about. I think they're fascinating. So let's talk about the camp first. This is something okay. that anybody, like you were saying, anybody can do, no question about it. And it's safe. So even I can come here, you know, I'm completely out of shape, but it's okay. You'll work with me to make sure I don't drop dead of a heart attack or something.
Absolutely. We were very cautious to pick not only what coaches we're going to meet, our main coaches, but also what guest wrestlers we were going to have in the ring, because, you know, circus lions all have a certain disposition, you know, and each one has its own personality. So I wanted to make sure that I picked not only legends, but also legends that had patience and kindness and the intelligence to wrap their brain around. This is a fan living out their fantasy, you know, so... You know, I didn't want to book in any wrestlers that, you know, were great in the ring or are great in the ring, but would totally bark and chase away, you know, a wrestling yeah. fan for asking, you know, a silly question or what have you. And, like, to our credit, you know, Ricky Steamboat was just awesome. He was friendly and patient and caring, and he was hands-on, and he was just a super fun guy to have in there. And, I mean, and it's Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Right.
Even me and D'Lo were like, man, that's Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Like, we were like little kids, you know?
I would imagine most people that go in there, they're pretty awed by, you know, they just look at these guys and then they've seen them on TV. They know what fantastic athletes. Have you had anybody come in and think they were going to, you know, pull a move on one of you guys, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, we've had a great response, and we've had all sorts of different shapes and sizes and dispositions, I guess is a good way to put it. Dispositions, we'll go with that word. Yeah, some people were just shaking in awe, like giggling like little kids, like, oh my God, shaking, you know, hands with Jake the Snake or Ricky Steamboat. And we had guest surprises, like for the Ricky Steamboat camp, Jake made an appearance, Jimmy Hart made an appearance, and literally, we were in the ring when Jimmy Hart walked in, and all of the fantasy campers, their jaws dropped because they were not expecting Jimmy the Mouth of the South Hart to walk into the building, and they all literally were like, holy F, you know, all at the same time, as if they had rehearsed that line, and I just had to giggle watching them, again, turn into little kids. And, you know, so I think you could take the toughest of grown men, and they turn into little kids when, you know, all of a sudden they're childhood idols are walking into the room, you know, especially unexpectedly when you're not expecting Jimmy Hart or Jake the Snake to round the corner, and all of a sudden they're right there. And I mean, Jake's a pretty daunting guy. He's about 6'6", easy. Like, I'm 6'2", 230 pounds, and he makes me look like a midget.
Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, he's a big guy. Yeah. I remember the days with carrying around the snake and the thing. I mean, you know, and that's the thing. A lot of people think like, oh, I don't watch wrestling. You know what? At least from a male perspective, I know very few people that haven't watched it, enjoyed it at one level or another. You know, it's just one of those things.
Well, yeah, there's closet viewers and all that stuff. But I think, like, you know, and there's that stigma that wrestling fans are, you know, they're blue collar or they're not smart or this or that. There's wrestling fans all shapes and sizes, you know.
Absolutely.
There's lawyers and doctors. There's plumbers. There's you know, every shape, size, denomination, whatever you want. At some point, somebody, you know, has seen wrestling, has watched wrestling. Like Jake the Snake, I think he's pretty much a household name. Like, you don't even need to know wrestling. Like, my grandma knew who Jake the Snake was.
We'll be back with more from Sin Bodhi of Fantasy Slam Pro Wrestling Fantasy Camp. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Sin Bodhi of Fantasy Slam Pro Wrestling. Well, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, people make a lot of fun of it. They go, wrestlers. I have never heard a wrestler that gets on an interview, which, you know, and I mean, I've watched this off and on since I was a little kid. And these are some of the most articulate athletes. I've been around athletes all my life. And these guys can get up and do a 10-minute piece and talk straight through without making a mistake. So there's a lot more to it than just being a good athlete.
Oh, absolutely. Where, you know, when you're watching it, what you're seeing is just the end product and all the glitz. You're watching all the icing on the cake. You're not watching all the layers of what these guys have gone through. And, you know, there's also, like, varying degrees of talent. But underneath, you know, underneath the choppy waters, there's just an ocean full of layering. And, you know, we are one-take wonders. Like, when we go onto movie sets or television, you know, shoots, the directors are always baffled that, you know, we're told once, and then we remember what we need to do, you know, we do it without squawking about it, you know, this, that, and the other, and they're baffled, and like, how do you do that? And I was like, well, you know, in a live auditorium full of 10,000, 20,000, 60,000 people, there's no take two, you know, the show must go on, and the best of the best, you know, once in a while, get their bell rung, and it's our work ethic and our passion that, you know, makes us stay the course. 100 years ago, D'Lo Brown hit me so hard with a steel chair. I think I was probably normal until that day, and it's all D'Lo's fault. He scrambled my brain. You know, well, he's a wonderful performer, but you know that this happened, and you know, we finished the match just fine. You know, but you know, stuff happens in the pro wrestling ring, and so you have to be acclimated to let the show go on. You know, you can't just go, oh, okay, time out. You know, whatever, whatever.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, there's a real professionalism in this, too. This isn't a bunch of guys just, like I said, like little kids throwing each other around. There's a lot to this. And again, because you're talking about great athletes, huge people, you could really get hurt out there. I mean, and like you say, sometimes without trying to.
Yeah, there's nothing fake about that concrete. There's nothing fake about a steel chair. There's nothing fake about a pile driver or a clothesline or a poke to the eyes. You know, if something goes wrong, have you ever had an eyelash in, you know, got stuck in your eye? You're out for like 2 days.
Right.
You know, so if you can imagine, you know, a guy just misgauging a punch or something, and then, you know, you're getting a knuckle sandwich right to the eyeball or something like that, you know, stuff takes its toll over the years. And, you know, we try to work together and perform as safely as possible, but as we joke and say, it ain't ballet.
Yeah.
You know, so there is physical contact, and you know, accidents happen to the best of the best. You know, and just Murphy's Law loves to interject. You know, you've seen Triple H. He got in the ring, and he wasn't even doing a move. I think he was just running the ropes or something, and he blew out his quad.
Wow.
You know, just
yeah.
Stuff happens.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's how it goes. And, you know, for people or naysayers, you know, wrestling's fake, blah, 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 it is not fake. It is fictional. You know, so there's a very real physical element with an overlaying fictional story. You know, there's the good guy and the bad guy, and there's the jeopardy of the hero and, you know, all that stuff. You know, so there's all these different things that people have to realize. Like, okay, Mel Gibson is really not Braveheart.
Right.
He really had to study to be a great actor, and he had to figure out the role and how to be convincing and have that suspension of disbelief. You know, Jake the Snake is really not that mean of a villain, or Ricky Steamboat, you know, is just, you know, all these guys are the characters onto themselves, but they're playing a role, and they're very passionate, very intelligent athletes. And actor, if you can mush an actor and an athlete together, that's what a pro wrestler would essentially be. As we would joke, and we call it Shakespeare.
Well,
we go to the ring, and we're not just doing moves, we're putting characters on top of moves.
Yeah.
Like when you watch Star Wars, Darth Vader isn't just this big daunting guy swinging around a lightsaber. He's the character, so you like watching him talk and be the villain as much as you like seeing him swing that lightsaber. It's the same thing in pro wrestling.
Well, you know, I interviewed Chris Jericho about a year ago, and he was explaining this whole thing when he moved to the dark side, so to speak. It was a lot more involved, and he said it was actually hard because you kind of have to, like a good actor, get into that role, and you do stuff, you know, he's basically a nice guy, and yet you've got to put this persona out there to sell it. And that's why I guess that's really the difference between some of the really big guys or the guys that can go out and sell this, you know, that people can, you know, they can escape for a few hours.
Absolutely. I mean, this is about storytelling. Wrestling is the story of good and evil. And our vehicle is the wrestling moves and the wrestling ring and all that. You know, so, you know, if you want to see a story told, you know, very well or poorly, it depends on, you know, like you go to see a movie. You either, you know, a movie is fictional, but did you buy it or didn't you buy it?
Right.
You know, it's all those little devil in the details that just makes the performance great, makes the drama great. You know, like I like to tell wrestling students, take the movie Star Wars and then take Plan 9 from Outer Space. Well, they're both sci-fi, so they're both completely fictional. But why do you believe one and the other one is completely hokey?
Right.
It's all in the delivery.
Absolutely.
You know, or when Scotty's telling Captain Kirk, hey, man, you know, don't go over warp 9. You're going to blow the warp core. You're going to blow the hull because we're short some dilithium crystals and all this stuff. You sit on your couch and go, makes perfect sense. Kirk, listen to Scotty. He knows what he's talking about. You know, it's the delivery and all the details, all the detail work that makes everything come together.
Well,
and that's what a good wrestler will do. Two good wrestlers. It takes two to tango. So you have two good guys in there, and they'll tell you stories for days.
Well, you know, the beautiful part of it is you, the fan, can actually live this life for a few days and have the fun. It's one of those great fantasy camps. Now, it's coming up. I see there's dates. We'll tell them where to go on the website, but it's there's quite a few dates coming up in the next couple months. Where can people find out not only when you're going to have these camps, but how they can get involved and so forth?
Absolutely. For all the information on upcoming camps, you can go to our website at www.fantasyslamprowrestling.com, and all the email and number and all the info is on the website, so you just have to remember fantasyslamprowrestling.com, and it'll show you all of our upcoming camps. You can also custom book camps, like we like to have a minimum of six people, because that way it's not so packed and it's still intimate.
Yeah.
But you have enough people to have some fun. And, you know, if you have, like, you and three or four or five buddies, you can get together and you can custom book. Hey, we want Hacksaw Jim Duggan in September. Hey, we want Gangrel in December. Hey, we want Ricky Steamboat in January. You know, we can custom book tours and so forth. So that is a really cool option that we have. And if you want certain things, or, you know, you want to do tag team matches with your buddies, or you're having a bachelor party and you want to have all your groomsmen as your entourage, your ring crew or what have you, you know, we'll facilitate and make all these dreams come true. And we want to turn you into a little kid for 3 days. So that's what we want to do. We want you walking away, you know, like John Wayne, like you could, you know, defeat the world. You were, you know, your dreams are yours and you deserve to have them and you deserve to be happy. And as corny as it sounds, I consider myself as a pro wrestler, a facilitator of smiles.
We'll be back with more from Sin Bodhi of Fantasy Slam Pro Wrestling Fantasy Camp. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Sin Bodhi of Fantasy Slam Pro Wrestling on the Biz Talk Radio Network. Well, I love that. And this is something for corporations, too, right? I mean, this is something where, you know, they're always looking for these team-building things. What a great team-building activity and having a lot of fun at the same time.
Well, you know, and not to get so deep and philosophical with it, but there's a lot of people that are very shy. And I think, you know, public speaking and so forth is one of the biggest fears amongst humans, just in general. So this will help you really, you know, come out of your shell. If you're a shy person, you love this stuff, this is almost a great self-help. This is like, you know, Tony Robbins meets Hulk Hogan, you know. Like, we'll show you how to pull it out of yourself. And, you know, I think wrestlers are a master of putting the fans, you know, in awe and in suspension of disbelief and really getting them in the palm of their hands where they're just cheering and booing and doing everything that, you know, the wrestler needs them to do. And as silly as it sounds, that will really, you know, transcend into your real life. You know, if you're an accountant or you're a public school teacher, what have you, whatever it is, and, you know, you want to just, you know, give yourself a little kind of kick in the pants and wake yourself up a little bit, like, if you can speak while wearing some silly spandex surrounded by turnbuckles and ring ropes and an opponent, I think you could speak to an auditorium full of students.
Absolutely. And if you're serious about this, if you're thinking, like, maybe I could be one of these guys, I can be like Sin and so forth, there is, and it's separate, but it's the, what did you call it, the Pro Wrestling Academy, right? And that's where you actually go and take lessons on all of this stuff.
Yeah, the Fantasy Slam is the fantasy camp, and the Snake Pit is the wrestling school. And they are both available in the same place. Jake, D'Lo, and myself, we are the three instructors for the Snake Pit. D'Lo and myself are the coaches for the Fantasy Slam, and always per camp will be a guest headliner, like a Ricky Steamboat, Jake the Snake, Al Snow, Gangrel, Chavo Guerrero, Road Warrior Animal, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, just the list goes on and on. Shane Douglas, all sorts of guys, Jimmy Hart, just a ton of people will be coming through the doors. So you can book a camp with any of those guys, just about any wrestler, you know, throughout, you know, the last, you know, 20 years or so, we can get our hands on. We all have that 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon between me and Jake and D'Lo. We pretty much know everybody in the industry. You know, if you want Boogeyman to dump worms on your best buddy during a bachelor party, we'll make that happen. If you want to come out and spit blood with Gangrel, we'll make that happen. If you want to come out and have Jimmy Hart as your manager, we'll make that happen. You know, whatever your dream is, we will facilitate it.
Well, maybe, Sin, I'll come out one of these things and I can announce it. I'll get to be a Gene Okerlund. I'd love to do that. So that'd be kind of
bring it on. Bring it on. Maybe we'll have you do an announce off against Gene Okerlund himself.
Ah, I tell you, I love the idea. This is a lot of fun. It's one more time, give us the website so people can sign up for this. It's one of those once-in-a-lifetime, only-in-Vegas type things.
Absolutely. It's FantasySlamProWrestling.com.
Thanks, and appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely that I blame you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile?
When you come to Las Vegas, you might want to get involved with art. Now, you can go to some of the places on the Strip, look at some while you're gambling, and look. But if you're really serious about this, there's an incredible place. We've had him on before. It's a pleasure to welcome back Brett Maley of Art Encounters. Just some of the stuff around here is incredible. And Brett, first of all, when somebody wants to come in there looking for something specific, this is one of these things where you don't want to make a quick decision, right? You were saying you kind of want to have the right atmosphere because it's so individual, you know, in terms of what people like, and it's so important. You give them a chance here in this gallery where they can kind of get used to it, so to speak.
Right, Steve. Yes. I mean, art is a very personal purchase. It's something that people really need to live with for a little bit of time, and they need to come in and see it. They need to see it in its proper environment. They need to be able to, you know, stand back from it, appreciate it, get a sense of what, you know, if it speaks to them personally, and also what it's going to look like on their wall, and then move forward from there. And we try to provide that environment for them here at Art Encounter.
Yeah, and it's not all about money, right? Because you can have some things that are less expensive that for you is just a perfect fit. So the dollar amount doesn't necessarily mean it's better art. It just, I guess, really means what the market will bear on that.
You know, art should make very little, you know, impact as to whether or not you collect art. I say everybody should collect art. I don't care if it's a $20 poster or a $20,000 original. If it's something that brings joy to your life and it speaks to you, it's a valuable investment. And just speaking personally, one of the best pieces I've got on my wall, it's a $20 poster from Kandinsky, you know, the expressionist that I think it was my cousin had purchased for me on my way to college. And I still have it on my wall. I still smile at it every time I see it. And like I say, it was a $20 investment. So money really shouldn't factor into it.
Well, I would agree. Well, last time we were talking about your work on Pawn Stars, people have seen you. You estimate what things are. And of course, you can do it here. You don't need to get on the show to do it. You can do it here at Art Encounter. But I want to talk specifically about the shop because I'm really fascinated. You have a wide variety of things here. Kind of go through some of the things people might see here.
Sure. Art Encounter, we primarily specialize in 19th and 20th century masters. And that includes all the big names, you know, the Marc Chagalls, the Henri Matisses, the Pablo Picassos, and it runs through the 20th century. Towards the end of the 20th century, we have some pop art by Andy Warhol and Lichtenstein. So you get a pretty good gamut of, like I say, late 19th century Impressionism all the way through to contemporary pop art and Expressionism. And really, we specialize in, I would classify it as Art 101, you know, the artists that most people have heard of, but they're artists that are esteemed, they're going to, their historical relevance is assured, and moving forward, they're going to be artists that are always going to have that esteem, and they're going to be good investments as a result.
Let's talk a little about pop art, because I find that interesting. You know, everybody knows about Andy Warhol and so forth, but things like Bill Graham used to do these things, I mean, he didn't draw them, but the Fillmore concert things, those were always seen. Some people put a high value on it. What kind of things qualify? I mean, you had out there some great comic book art that just was incredible.
Right. Yeah, that pop art was all about making art out of things that most people wouldn't think of as art, you know, kind of setting the art world on its ear. And Andy Warhol did that. I mean, you look at the, you know, his Campbell soup cans and Brillo pad, and then you never would in a million years would think of that as art, but he turned it into art. Just like you mentioned some of the comic book art there that Lichtenstein does, you know, taking those, you know, combat, you know, comic books and turning them into an art form through pop art. So that's what was interesting about pop art, just, you know, just how eclectic it was and just turning some of our conceptions on their ears.
And is that always an ever-changing thing? Because I guess, you know, what Andy Warhol did, if you keep doing that now, it's been done.
Exactly. I mean, it's all about, you know, popular culture and that, you know, what's popular, you know, in the 60s and 70s, you know, you saw Marilyn Monroe. Andy Warhol did Marilyn Monroe and Elizabeth Taylor. And, you know, again, nowadays we have all new icons that they're doing, you know, pop art, and they're kind of doing their own creative spin on. So, it's ever-changing, absolutely.
One of the things, too, we talked about it last time, but it really hit home when I walked in here. Framing is so important. And, boy, that can take a piece that maybe people didn't think was so special, and with the right frame, this becomes an incredible masterpiece for the home.
It really does. It makes a huge difference, Steve. And I tell you what, I've seen it work both ways. I've seen people take, you know, a $20 poster and make it look like $20,000, but I've seen these masterpieces that are brought in with these cheap frames, and it makes the art look cheap. So you really can do wonders with framing. It's I've said it before, it's an art form in and of itself. Some of what our framing staff does to take these artworks and really take them to the next next level is amazing.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second, because people think, well, I know how to put a frame together. You just put this thing together. It takes a lot of – you don't just walk off the street and do this, right?
No, it takes a real eye for it, and we're lucky. We've got a framing staff. We actually have Janella Hunsucker, who's been our director of framing now since 1999. So, and she's got an incredible eye for framing, not just artwork, but she can do memorabilia and things like that and present it properly to where it's aesthetically pleasing, but also conservational, which is very important as well. Artwork, you know, that was framed 50, 60 years ago, they didn't care about conserving it. They just wanted it up on the wall. Nowadays, you have to, you know, be careful because a lot of, you know, the prints and things, they can absorb what, you know, whatever papers and mat boards they're touching. So you have to frame them with acid-free and conservational materials. Plus, you know, you have to have that eye for the right, you know, hues and tints that bring out the artwork and really, you know, bring it out as aesthetically as possible.
You are listening to Brett Maley of Art Encounter, who's also seen as an art expert on the hit TV show Pawn Stars. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Hello, darling. Well, hello, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, darling. We can tell, darling. You're still glowing. You're still growing. You're still going strong.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness,
illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Brett Maley of Art Encounter, who's also seen as an art expert on the hit TV show Pawn Stars. Well, now, Brett, we know that people can come by here, have you take a look at the stuff, kind of give it an idea of not only the value of it, but kind of the history and where it came from. What if somebody just wants to come and get this stuff framed? Can they come and bring this here and have this done?
Without a doubt, and we do an excellent job. Our framing staff has actually won awards, and yes, we frame really anything and everything, and things that a lot of people are starting to frame now, like memorabilia and, you know, collectibles and things like that can be framed in shadow boxes and different, you know, platforms that really, you know, make it not just something that's collectible, but something that's a centerpiece in your home. So we can definitely do that at Art Encounter.
Yeah, those are museum quality. I wanted to ask you a question about lighting, too. If people really are into their art, I know my wife's been bugging me. She has a very, way before she met me, have this great selection of art around the house, and maybe getting the right lighting on it. Do you recommend that? How important is lighting in terms of where your piece is going to hang?
Well, lighting is key, and certain artworks and art forms more than others. I always hear the story about people going into galleries, and of course the galleries are all well lit with the proper overhead lighting, and you know, you got the track lighting, every bulb hitting it just right, and then they get it to their house and they're like, boy, it doesn't look like it did at the gallery. So yes, the lighting is key, and you know, you want it to, you know, to not only have be well lit, but also, again, going back to conservationalism, you know, having a lot of light is not necessarily the best thing for artwork. So you have to make sure that it's, you know, the right UV light and all of that. So that's something too that Art Encounter can consult on, and we have, although we don't do a lot of the electrical work and things like that ourselves, we can certainly advise as to the proper way a piece should be lit, where it might look best hanging in the home, and work with clients individually on those issues.
Yeah, and can you advise them also how to keep this stuff so nothing bad happens to it? Does it, God forbid, fade or anything like that? And even if you're moving somewhere, I guess you got to be real careful when you're talking about some of the pieces of art that are around here. It's no easy just throw it in a box and go.
Right, yeah. I mean, you have to be really careful on conserving artwork. I get a lot of unfortunate tales of people coming in with works that, you know, have faded over time. Of course, here in Las Vegas, you get any sort of sunlight hitting it, it's going to fade. I mean, the light here is very intense. And, you know, again, nowadays with framing, there's things you can do to preserve it. You can put on UV glass. You can do plexiglass to where if the work does fall off the wall, you know, the glass may crack, but it's not going to puncture the print or the artwork that's underneath. So there's a lot of things that can be done to preserve work that couldn't be done before, and we're happy to help, make sure that work's properly preserved for a collector's family and the next generation.
One last question, then we'll tell people how to get in touch with you. You've got a great collection out there, and I just want you to kind of tell the story. Leonardo da Vinci, you know, if you want to get close to a great master, this is a place to come. I mean, it's incredible. Tell the story how you have this really unique piece.
Sure. Now, I mentioned we specialize primarily in 19th and 20th century masters, but we also represent the only sculptural work directly attributable to the ultimate Renaissance man, Leonardo da Vinci. It's a work called Horse and Rider, and it can really only be seen in person here at Art Encounter. And it's an amazing piece. It was a work that was originally done by Leonardo in 1508 in beeswax. And what we have are bronze recastings from that, but taken directly from the source material. So if you come to Art Encounter, you can look at it closely. You can see actually Leonardo da Vinci's thumbprints on the sculpture. You can see his mastery, his utilization of divine proportion. And as far as I know, this is the only place, certainly here in Las Vegas, but I think here in the country, where you can get this close to a Leonardo and really appreciate what the ultimate master can offer as an artist.
Let's tell them, how do we get there? If somebody's coming in town, it's not on the Strip, you got to find it. So how do we find it, and where can we go on the web too?
Sure, Steve. Yes, we're definitely a destination gallery, but we make it easy for people to get here, and we can certainly help get them here if they're staying at a hotel or a casino. We have a limo service and a shuttle service that we offer. But our address is 5720 South Arville Street. We're in suite 117, 118, and 119 here in Las Vegas. And again, they can reach us also toll-free, 1-800-395-2996, and we can certainly arrange for them to be picked up wherever they're staying here in Las Vegas. And I think, you know, we're a neat destination and a nice spot for some culture here in Las Vegas.
Absolutely, well worth the trip. Hey, thanks, Brett. Really appreciate chatting with you again.
Steve, as always, I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you gotta jump and jive and bend your way. You gotta jump and jive and bend your way. You gotta jump and jive and.
Time now for a visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. Now, for those that are new to the show, he is an insider who knows what's happening in town, usually before all the newspapers and television shows. And we've heard all about some of the issues that just happened with Steve Wynn regarding a sexual harassment accusation. Well, just before that Wynn story came out in the Wall Street Journal, Scott discussed with me how this issue was affecting Las Vegas. The sexual harassment thing certainly did not miss Las Vegas. We just saw a restaurant, the Mario Batali's name used to be on. Same name of the restaurant, everything, but his name is gone. Are you seeing that? I mean, did that hit some of these places? Because you don't want to lose one of your top chefs.
Yeah, it's it has hit that world a little bit. Todd English kind of got caught up in it. So you will not see his Olive's restaurant at Bellagio. You will not see Todd English Pub. It's just now the pub. But I would have to say that Las Vegas is a very different kind of animal, because there has not been a flood of those stories. And I think it's because, it's because if you ever want to work in Vegas again, you just don't cause a ruckus. Everybody kind of just keeps it hush-hush. There's no real motivation for anybody to come forward. Many of the people that have been paid off. They have gotten settlements from casino executives, entertainers. Believe me, it's happening. Everybody knows the names of the people doing it, but they have been paid for their, it's kind of a gag order. It's non-disclosure of that information once the settlement happens. So you just haven't seen that flood. I keep saying it's going to happen because there's going to be a critical mass. If you get 10 people, doing those claims and coming forward and standing strong and outing those folks, they're honestly, there's no way of stopping it, because Las Vegas is a culture of sexuality, work, play, whatever it is, and these casinos are not immune, these businesses are not immune, the restaurants are not immune. I think it's just Vegas is so small and so close-knit that if anybody causes any trouble, they're going to find a very difficult road ahead, and nobody really wants to go on the lot, put their name out there. But I've had people show interest in just anonymously just tell the story. You can't find them. So if you can't find them, that means it either doesn't exist or they're not willing to talk, and I'm telling you it exists. So they're just not willing to talk for whatever reason. It's self-preservation.
Well, that's it for this week's show. We are thrilled to be a part of the BizTalk Radio Network and look forward to chatting with you each weekend. This is Stephen Maggi. Have a great day, and remember, Vegas never sleeps.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.